in case you missed it on Newsbreak.
The World Parrot Day was started by the World Parrot Trust, and that the focus was actually on parrots living globally. But we decided to own it and put a local spin to it and ensure people know about the endemic Cape parrot. Not many people know that we have our own Cape parrot. It only exists in South Africa. So we are really trying to make this a local South African-owned parrots that people will love. They're actually critically endangered, with only less than 2,000 individuals left in the entire world. So that is what we're going to be doing for World Parrot Day.
Now, specifically talking about the endangered Cape parrot, how threatened are these species and from what?
And now they're only restricted to forest patches in the Eastern Cape, going up into Southern KZN, and in a small little population in Limpopo. Now, if you know anything about forests, you'll know that they are restricted, and they were actually used quite a lot. About 100 years ago, people went in there and felled these very large indigenous trees, especially yellowwoods, and they take years, even 100 years, to actually grow back up to the size that they were. So people felled them for furniture, railway sleepers. I mean, I'm sure you know of someone or that has a yellowwood furniture, or it was quite a prized thing back in the day. So unfortunately, we're dealing with this historical legacy where we are trying to now restore these forests back to what they used to be.
What role can civil societies play in saving these parrot species?
Well, there's so much exciting things to do. One of them is obviously to come visit us and come and visit the Cape parrots and where they're found. Feel them, see them. If you can't do that, Google them. Try and find out as much as you can about our indigenous endemic Cape parrot. Join us on Facebook. We're also on Instagram. Learn about us. See where you can come and visit us. Get involved. Obviously, we are looking for donations as well, because without that, we can't actually save this bird. So there are different initiatives where you can actually sponsor us and learn more about us by just contacting us by email. But I want you to get to know this beautiful bird and own it as a South African bird.
Newsbreak. Lotus FM. Powered by SABC News.